Hey, good morning there, brothers and sisters. Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. There is only one unforgettable sense or unforgivable sin. And scripture today comes from Matthew 12, verse 31, and it states, "Therefore I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven." You know, the thought of an unpardonable or unforgivable sin has brought grief to so many people throughout history. Some people believe that committing suicide is unforgivable. Others talk about the seven deadly sins that can doom you to an unpardonable state. You know, Christians have long debated what the unpardonable sin is. Some Christians even live in fear, terrified that they may have committed the unpardonable sin and that God has already separated himself from them. But perhaps that guilt and fear is unnecessary. But now let's stop for a moment. If you worry that you have committed the unpardonable sin, you know what? Then that's one of the clearest signs you have not. The very fact that you are bothered by your sinfulness shows that the Holy Spirit has not abandoned you. The only unpardonable sin is total rejection of Jesus Christ, also referred to as blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. The one thing that God cannot forgive is when we reject His Son all of our lives. God will not forgive us for rejecting the incredible thing His Son did for us, paying the penalty so that our sins could be washed away when we have repented faith in Him. So except for the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, whatever evil you have done and however bad you think you are, God offers His forgiveness in Christ. So why not accept that forgiveness today? Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and faithful day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.